Hey everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hi friends, today's topic is all about skill set. So I want to focus on what I see asked quite often on social media. I also get emails with these questions, but basically what are considered in demand skills? So these can be skills that clients are actively asking and looking for, as well as skill sets that pay on average anywhere from up to 3 to 4 times more than typical admin skills. Now, that's not a guarantee. There are no guarantees. It's potential. So you have to realize there's lots of potential in this industry. I did a podcast not too long ago just to remind people that the VA industry is not only for admins, it's for consultants and techies and HR professionals. It is a wide open industry. And the industry is really changing. I think, 10 years ago, it was primarily made up of admins, of different types of assistants. When I started my business over 10 years ago, it was primarily admins, but I was one of those people that didn't want to be an admin. I really wanted to be able to dictate my own schedule and not be stuck in front of my computer during business hours. So I wanted to do something different. I was already a techie by trade, and so I went the tech route so I could work when and wherever I wanted to because I didn't have to be available during business hours. But as I mentioned, the industry is really starting to evolve and change. It's moving away from really looking at admin skills being in demand because clients can do their own admin work. Doesn't mean they should, but they can. But there are so many things when it comes to an online business that clients can't do. And what do I mean by that? I mean the strategic and tech skills that most people don't even understand or know how to do. They just know that, for instance, they should be doing, digital marketing, or they should have a website, or they should be sending out emails or building an email list. They've heard all of these things, but they have no idea what that even involves. So the VA industry, in my opinion, is kind of the support backbone for all online businesses. We support them in order for them to do what they do best, whether it's knit sweaters or make candles or sell jewelry or, do group coaching. We help support them. And so the industry as a whole is really moving towards strategic and techie skills. That's because that's what business owners, online business owners need help with, especially now with more and more businesses being forced to come online because of the pandemic that we're in the midst of. So if you're somebody who's looking maybe to do something different, maybe you want to earn more money, maybe you want to do back-end skills versus front-end. So to me, a front-end skill is somebody that has to be in their office during business hours because they're answering phones or answering email or booking appointments. Whereas a back-end skill set, which is what I did, can be done from anywhere at any time as long as it's delivered. So building a website would be an example of that. So that's called a back-end skill. And I have a podcast on that too. It's the difference between front-end and back-end skills. Anyway, back to strategic and techie skills. What do I mean by that? Okay. Well, clients need help with the strategic side of their business as well as planning and implementation. So for instance, let's say a client knows that they need to be doing social media marketing. They know that's the hot ticket. They need to be doing it. But a lot of people have no idea what goes into social media marketing, right? In order for any type of marketing to be successful, then you have to have some type of strategy behind it. Why do you want to do it? What's the goal? Why are you wanting to do social media marketing or email marketing or build a sales funnel or have a website or whatever it is? All of these things need to have some type of strategy with them. And then they need help planning and implementing it. So they'd need help with the strategy for social media management. And then they would need, how do I plan this? And what numbers do I look at? And then how do I implement it? So the beauty with strategic and techie skills is twofold. One, you could just do the technology side of things. So for instance, if you're doing, somebody needs help with MailChimp because it's part of their email marketing strategy. Well, maybe you're not an email marketing guru, and you don't have to be, but you know how to use MailChimp. You know how to set it up for them and implement it so they can use it to build their list and start doing their email marketing. So technology, you can just know the tools without knowing the strategic side of it. That's how I started. I learned, Infusionsoft and WordPress and MailChimp, because those were tools that were in demand. I didn't understand email marketing or digital marketing or any of those things when I started, but that's not why they hired me. They didn't hire me to help them plan and, do a strategy and a plan for email marketing. They helped me because they needed MailChimp and they already had their strategy and plan in place. I just came in and did the implementation. So strategic is for somebody who likes to do strategic type work. You like to be more of a visionary. You like to come in and do strategy planning and maybe even the implementation. If you're somebody who doesn't want to do that, you could just do the implementation, which is the technology side of things. So over time, as I learned more about digital marketing and the things that go into running an online business, my knowledge grew where then I could marry my knowledge, my strategic knowledge with my tech knowledge. And that is a game changer because then I'm no longer an assistant. I'm really a consultant because not only can you hire me to, implement your Infusionsoft, I can actually help you come up with a strategy of how to use it effectively and then help you plan and implement it. So what this does is it makes me more of an asset to my clients. Admins are still assets, but not in the same way that someone who offers strategic and techie skills, because that's what makes the business run. If you can offer a skill set that helps the clients automate their business so they can do what they do best, you become an asset. And the beauty with these skills is that you can marry them together with the technology. So you could do Infusionsoft with email marketing because you understand email marketing. You could do WordPress with email marketing. So you could do the WordPress website and MailChimp. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can do this. And so really the in-demand skills are really looking at the strategic and the technology side of things. And digital marketing is really, really the big daddy. So digital marketing is an umbrella that basically encompasses all things online when it comes to marketing. So websites, SEO, organic search, paid search, or excuse me, paid ads, social media marketing, email marketing, content marketing, sales funnels, all of that, they all go together. So learning any of those skills, whether it's the technology tool, so whether it's ClickFunnels or Kartra, or MailChimp or MailerLite, so learning the tool is a great place to start because then you can back in, you get to understand the tool, then it makes more sense when you start to pull in the strategic part of it or the foundational part of it. So you can start with the tool and then learn more about the strategic side. And then you can actually grow your business by offering the strategic, the planning, and the implementation. So in-demand skills, anything techie, anything strategic, especially around digital marketing. Those are the hot ticket items because that's what automates people's business. The other thing is learning how to integrate, making one piece of one tool talk to another tool. So integrations is another big thing. So technology and strategic is the way to go. Most important is do what you love. Don't offer services that you don't like and specialize. Now, do you have to specialize in digital marketing? You don't have to specialize in all of it. You could just do email marketing. You could just do specializing in email marketing and MailerLite. That's perfectly fine. These skills are going to also help you have long-term success because this is the foundation of which all online businesses are built. So if you can learn these skills, you are setting yourself up for long-term success. So quickly recap. Admin skills are important, but they're not what drive the industry anymore. Things are shifting to be more centered around the technical and the strategic side of things. That's what clients are really demanding that people know. So if you're somebody who wants to, do what I call back-end skills, somebody who wants to earn more money, somebody who wants to learn to automate things. I was my own guinea pig for learning the majority of things that I've learned over the years. I just tried stuff on my own to see how they worked. And I slowly began to understand how MailChimp worked with email marketing instead of learning email marketing and then learning MailChimp. Because clients, they want help with the technology. So that's where you could start. Right? So you're thinking, okay, I'm just getting into the industry. What should I start with? I always say start with WordPress and an easy to learn email marketing tool like MailChimp or MailerLite. Those two skills right there are going to get your foot in the door, and they're really going to make a difference and make it easier for you to get clients, because people are always looking for help with email marketing, the tools. And people need a website, because that's where they get their traffic. They don't have foot traffic, they get web traffic. All right, so hopefully this is giving you some things to think about. Remember, do what you love, specialize, don't try to be a Jack and Jill of all trades. And if you're not really sure on strategic type skills, start with the techie skills, because you can then easily back in to the strategic side of things. And then once you understand that, you can expand your services. You can also increase your rates and become more of a consultant to your clients. So thanks for listening. I hope to see you guys here next week. Have a great one.